use that stuff before, and I've reinforced some of my antenna. I don't leave mine outside, but I've reinforced some of my satellite antenna stuff like that to keep them being so flexible. But actually, in looking back on it, it's worth a try, because, yeah, maybe pipe's not that terribly expensive, but actually, an 1¼-inch conduit would probably be the best thing to use for something like that, because it's going to be stiff. You don't have to worry about the wind blowing around or anything like that, unless it's just the weight of it and securing it. But the thing about leaving that wood in that PVC is you need to have an end cap on it. And the end cap on the bottom, end cap on the top especially, because if you don't, that water's going to get in, it's going to rot the wood. But I wasn't thinking about not having it sealed. The ones I've used, I sealed them, put them on there, put the wood in it, to join them together. And then, of course, I use the PVC glue too. Then attach like itself, just screws through there to secure it. And it worked fine, but if it gets wet, it's gonna rot eventually. So I'd definitely put a cap on the top especially. And you can do the same thing for the bottom. You could actually get a tee for the bottom, and that thing would not go down the ground as much if you had a tee on the bottom. M4DJC.
I think I know what you mean by the tee. It looks like the connector, but it's got like a T shape with the connectors on the bottom too, right? On the sides, I mean.
Sure, that's what I'm running right now. I've got a small 5-element beam sitting in my upstairs bedroom right now that I'm using. And mine has got, I've just got a T on the top, because the antenna uses a PVC. PVC is part of the mast. But I've got an inch and a half in here now, and I've had some stuff up about 10 feet, 15 feet. That stuff gets real flexible, and as I was saying, unless you got some way to secure it better than just having it standing by the building or something like that, it's going to be real flexible. It's going to bend to get bit, and that's really not always. I've always suggested conduit to somebody that's going to put up a, not too big of an antenna, just like a vertical or something like that, or a ground plane type for 2 meters or 440. But I've got two or three setups on PVC pipe, but mine are all for portable use, not for permanent.
About this setup, what I'm thinking is I'm going to get 2 10-foot long pieces of wooden bow and a piece to the middle, and I'm thinking what I'll do is I'll screw in the piece in the middle and maybe put some screws into the wooden dowels and the two poles. Get a cap, I forgot what you call it, but something to protect the wood on the top portion. And then I think the T connector on the bottom will act as the cap for the wood on the bottom, am I correct?
Well, it would. You can get a T. I've got a T on the bottom of mine with two little legs out. I've got them both end caps so I don't get pick up grass and stuff like that. But I've got a little stand that I use outside for satellite stuff, and that's what I use. But The wood dowel going all the way through it for the entire length is probably the best bet. It's going to be lighter than steel, and it's also going to be, you don't have to worry about anything. It's not going to ground out or anything like that. PVC makes perfect booms and masts and stuff like that. It's just not usually strong enough unless you go to Schedule 80, and even then you need to have something to reinforce it. And a wood dowel that goes all the way through it. The other thing you have to be keep an eye out for too is when you connect those two pieces together, make sure that connector, the hole through the connector is big enough to pass that dowel through, because if it doesn't, it may not work where you want it to. But either way, you could uh, Yeah, you could probably work something out that way, but I'd run with it. I would dial through the whole thing. That way it'd be plenty stiff enough and just camp it off at the top to make sure it didn't get any water in. That's about as simple as you can go at this point if you've already got the PVC. It's easy to work with. I would paint the whole thing if you can, because it will deteriorate. 6, 8, 9 months time, it'll just start cracking and it'll disintegrate. It's not meant for above ground use. It's just meant for burying.
This morning, you leave to your phone, WWDC, and I'm sorry, I forgot to call Sean Jerry. Friday, to your phone, you leave to your phone, WWDC.
Here's the way this needs to work. Okay. So, as soon as you hear the squeal, just tell Ann, just pick up the mic and start talking. Okay. So, I personally, this is my opinion, okay, I would encourage you to take what you got for now. You got to work through this power supply issue. And I personally would wait until I got my power supply, get my power supply set up, and then get my antenna set up. But I know you want to get it done. I get it. I understand. But it's not going to be anything you can do without that power supply. Now, we talked last week about a battery and a solar panel, okay? But you gotta understand that, you know, as soon as you bring that battery in the house, that can become a big issue real quick. So if you're gonna go with the battery thing, I don't know about that. I mean, that needs to be separate somehow. But at the end of the day, this hobby is expensive. And your power supply is going to be your best bet. And you're going to have to get one. And that may mean that you just have to save your money till you can get one. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. It's only like $50. But, if I have to, that's what I'll do. I'll order it. It ain't no big deal. It is what it is. And I just know if I can get this thing stood up tomorrow, that's one less piece of work that I have to do later on down the road. At least it's, getting closer to having a base station inside and not having to come out to the car to get a good signal on the repeater.
Yeah, roger that. I got you. I know what you're doing. You're just trying to, break it down into pieces. I got it, which that's the right thing to do. But, you just got to get it in your mind that you're gonna have to work through this power supply thing. And just the way it is. And I don't. Where are you looking at getting one?
Marketplace.
All right. So, and how much are they asking for it?
$50 to buy it. Shipping will cost $25.
So where is it located?
Give me just a second, I'll look and I'll get that to you. Okay?
Yeah, roger that. So have you talked with Gary about a power supply on the swap net?
not, and I did try and reach him tonight on the Radchie because I have two Marshall MG guitar amps that I'm going to sell for $300, and one's a 30-watt, one is a 10-watt, and there's also some hookups and stuff. And I'm also giving away an acoustic guitar I have with a hard shell case for an extra $100. The reason I'm doing that is so I can try and get that Icon 706 for the price you want it for.
Okay, so let's do this. So how much is the power supply on Facebook Marketplace?
It's $60 plus $25 shipping. Give me just a second. I'm going to get the QTH for that power supply.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's do a little math here. Let's break it down. Okay. You said the power supply was $50 or $60?
Zero.
Plus $250 for shipping, right? So that's $60 plus $25, right?
Correct.
And it's a 20-amp power supply, is that correct? It's 20-amp power supply, is that correct?
That's correct.
Roger that. Okay. So that is 60... 70, 80, it's $85, and you'll have to wait a week or so for a 20-amp power supply. Now, Gary's got one up on the swap net that is $100, and it's probably a 30 or better amp buy. So, you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yes, I'm thinking you're probably suggesting that I should buy the one off the swap net.
Right, so how much money have you saved?
Yeah, 4MRA. Hey, what kind of radio are you running there, Chandler?
KI4MRA, I'm going to, for the time being, until I can try and sell these guitar amps and this guitar, and my Coder 29 with the Wilson 1000, I forgot to mention that. I'm also going to sell that for $100, maybe $150. But right now, for the time being, I'll be running a Motorola Radius GM300 VHF and a Motorola Radius UHF. Both 16-channel moduls.
Yeah, copy that. Okay, I was wondering if Chandler said Chad said 35 or 30 amp or better. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense to go on. So just care for my. I'm just sitting on the side listening to you guys.
Chandler. So how much? Do you have anything in savings, is what I'm asking. Have you saved anything?
All right, so I'm not going to get into the specifics of how much money I have in my savings account, but I have almost $1,000.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what the struggle is here. If you've got the money and you want the power supply, am I missing something here?
Well, Chad, I think Congregation's getting this QRM. But my main struggle is, I'm kind of stingy with my money. If I save it, you know, it's meant to be saved, but I'm thinking at this point, because I already got planned as scheduled in my bank to save about $200 more this month, so taking $100 out to buy this power supply shouldn't be that bad. And could you tell Gary that I want to put these guitar amps on the swap net along with my acoustic guitar and my Coda 29 with the magnet CD antenna?
No, I don't think SwapNet's gonna sell amps for guitars and things like that. I think the SwapNet is for ham radio equipment only. But you can post an ad on you know, Facebook or something like that to sell your guitar amps. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is gonna be about money. And, you know, if you have picked a hobby that costs money, and, you know, if you want it, you're going to have to spend it. And, you know, that's just the way it is, right?
That's right.
All right, well, as long as you know, you got that, just process through that for a little bit, and you know, you got to look at it this way too, is that power supply that's up on the swap net, that money goes to the widow of AK's wife. So if you buy the power supply from Gary, that money goes to her to help support her. So you gotta look at that too, and you get a much better power supply for the money. You see what I'm saying?
My father can afford MRA, and I've been listening as well, also with the mobile. And that power supply AK used is that his widow has. It's a homemade power supply. It's got a lot of terminals on it. It looks like a fairly good power supply. But he used that for, I think, 2, maybe 3 HF radios. If Gary's listening, I'm sure he'll correct me, but I've actually saw a shot before he got took apart, and man, I think powered up like 2 or 3 radios all at the same time. Granted, it was just received, not transmit.
Okay, so what are you getting at for this? Is that not a good idea, or are you saying it's a good idea, or what?
Yeah, that's a very good deal on that power supply, man, because I've got a 35 amp.
You let him keep on talking, because the more he talks, the more we triangulate. So just let him keep talking. That's what we need to do. So when he talks, that just helps us out. So just take one for the team right now till we get his location pinned down, and we'll get it ironed out. But if you want to talk about a power supply, young man, we're going to talk about a power supply, and we're not going to let nobody else take that away from us. So I'm here, and if I'm telling you that, in my opinion, if AK can run 3 or 4 HF rigs off of the same power supply, and it's good enough for AK, it's good enough for you. And I happen to know AK built the thing himself, and it's, you're not going to go wrong with that.
I trust you on that 100%, Chad. I saw that power supply that you built, and Man, let me tell you, I was wanting to know how to do one like you do. Just, you know, that was impressive to me that you had built your own power supply. And, you know, I always hear, I've heard lately that the homemade power supplies are a lot better. Just like the homemade antennas are a lot better.
Way too hard for a fucking retard like you.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a, I learned a little bit in the military, and I can get by. You know, I'm not the best in the world at it, but I can definitely get by with what little bit of skills I got. But you know, so last week I meant to tell you, you know, when we've up here at deer camp doing the exercise for the statewide exercise, you know, I was having some problems with propagation and wind link on this 80 meter dipole I got up here. So I took it down the other day and built me another one and put it up, and oh my goodness, what a difference. I mean, what a difference. So I'm tickled with it.
Check.
Well, I'm glad, Chad. That sounds like you got something really good going on there. Now, I did notice that there's a difference between how that Yeezy received and how the Icon received. Because when I heard W4ATP talking, and I won't mention anything that he was saying, but when I heard him talking on the radio, on the Icon, his voice sounded, you know, kind of different. And then on the Yeezy, he sounded clear. It's all, you know, as you can hear him. Like, kind of like I can hear you right now. Over.
That. I mean, it's just a difference in speakers, I guess, or maybe how it processes the receive. I'm not sure. But, you know, the Yaesu is a newer radio, so I think it's probably going to sound a little better, I guess. But, you know, at any rate, well, listen, if you think you got the antenna under control, you're going to go ahead and have to make a decision about the power supply, because here's what's going to happen. So you're going to get the antenna up tomorrow, and then you're going to be chomping at the bit. Oh, my gosh, I got my antenna up, I got my coax run. And then you're going to go in there in the bedroom and you're going to look at that piece of coax laying on the floor. And it's going to drive you absolutely crazy because you got nothing to hook to it. So I'm telling you where you're going to end up. Go see the man. That's all you need to do. Go see the man and pay the price. It's well worth it. Well worth it. And then that way you don't have to bring a battery in the house, and then, you know, you got the fire hazard and all that you got to deal with. So just sometimes you just got to tighten your bootlaces up and just do it.
Together, garbage would be better than a battery.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll see if I can't get a drink and get $100 out in savings. $100 of all the money I've been saving up so far, that shouldn't be that hurtful. And also, can you text me the QTH and contact information of the man that I need to go see?
That what man you talking about, Chandler?
Well, the person that I need to talk to about buying that power supply.
That's right. That's KI4DOS. So when he checks into the net tomorrow night, just pick him up on the net and say, "Hey, Gary, I whatever you decide, if you decide you want to buy the power supply, then that's how you get in touch with him. Meet him on the net.
Comment?
Go ahead, Fred. KO4NUE, KO4WWZ, KO4NNH, and KI4MRA.
He is accurate. I actually got his email from there, and
I need to get in here just a minute. I have something going on.
You need to leave? Is that what you're saying, Chan?
No, I got to tell you right now, I just killed my car battery, so I need to turn this modem off, because any more power I drain from the battery, this car's not going to start Monday morning. I need to go to work. And I don't know, I got a jumper cable, so I'm going to have to jump start this thing tomorrow. I did not think to start it up, but to get through the net, and I turned the heat on, I just killed it. Man, sounds like Sling Blade.
Alright. Okay, it goes clear on out then. And, we'll, you know. Oh, dear. Okay, let's go ahead and clear on out then, Chan. And, you can, you know, just deal with the car battery tomorrow, I guess. But nice talking to you, bud. 73s. You have a good night. And I'm gonna step on over to Mr. Fred for a minute. KO4NNH. KO4NUE.
I know where you are.
Your dad on a handy or something tonight? Can you pick the power level up on it just a little bit? Or maybe the mic gain?
All 5 watts of my HT man, lost double mic being turned up a little bit. So I don't know, but my dad's about to go to my dad's going to his mobile right now, so this is KO4 hit an H.
This is KO4 MRA, you got a copy on me, Chad.
I got you, Fred. That's much better. That's much better. I know you on on a handy, I just gonna let you know, if you can adjust some type of gain on it, your audio is really low, really low. You're making it into the repeater, but I don't think it's the power that's the problem. I think it's just if you got a way to process the audio a little bit, see if you can pick it up.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I've been playing with that handy for a while now, and one minute I'm strong audio, next minute I'm a little weak. So, and I've been trying to hold it at about the same distance from my mouth, basically, or from my face, so to speak. So yeah, I've got to look into the settings on that. I'm actually in my car now, my Kenwood, so hope I'm coming through okay.
Yeah, that's much better, much better, much better. I tell you one thing you can do is, Fred, pull a piece of one strand out of a piece of Cat5 cable about as long as the antenna, and strip off, I don't know, about a half inch of the insulation on one end and wrap it around the outside of the RF connector, not the center lead, the outside, then screw the antenna back on it and let the Cat5 hang down and make a little tiger tail, and if that picks the audio up, then I would say it's a receive issue. But if you can look through the menu settings and see if there's a mic gain, see if you can bring it up a little bit. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to pick or anything, but if you're trying to get the radio straightened out, I'm just letting you know the audio's way, way down on it.
No, no, Chad, I understand. I appreciate it, man. I don't use that thing very much unless I'm here at house. Usually when I take it to the net, I just kind of step out back and check in negative and negative and go back in the house. But, yeah, I've actually put a Nagoya antenna on it, so I don't know if maybe that's making a difference. I might get on here tomorrow and play around with it, see if the rubber ducky makes any difference from the Nagoya.
Okay, bud. Well, I'm just going to let you know. And y'all have a good night. I'm gonna say 73s. I'm going to step on out. I'm tired. It's been a long day, and I'm beat down. So I'm going to try to close my eyes for a little while and try to enjoy the cool evening, I guess. But it's a pleasure talking with both of you, and y'all be safe. Cable 4 NUE, I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Copy that, Chad. Yeah, thanks for the QSO, man. Just trying to help the young man out over there, Chandler. Believe he can't go wrong buying that power supply. I think it'd be a good investment on his part. You guys take care. Enjoy the evening. 73s from KI4MI. We'll be clear.
Outside by the fire pit with KO4 and NH muscle. So just playing around with some settings and trying to make sure it's actually louder than it was.
It does sound louder than you initially did. Obviously on the mobile radio you sounded really good, but if you are messing with mic gain, I'd bump it up another notch too.
Yeah, I've got it turned up to 9 already. I'm on a Yaesu FT3D, so I'm hoping it's just a matter of me holding it close enough to my mouth or talking loud enough. By the way, I noticed your name's Harry. Were you at any time located in Fayetteville, North Carolina?
Yeah, for MRA, KN4CHY. No, the name here is Keith, and let's see. No, I've never been located in Fayetteville, but I've been there a time or two. But yeah, that last over was much cleaner. I don't know if you were a little closer to the mic or what, but that was much better.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got you confused with somebody else. That's my apologies. I thought you were somebody else, so apologies there. Yeah, I got the microphone or the radio right, I don't know, 3-4 inches from my mouth. Now I'm speaking loud. So if I've got an issue, I need to figure this thing out.
I think just getting a little closer, I wouldn't go much more than a normal voice, but getting a little closer definitely helps the situation. So, yeah, I guess if you've gone all the way to 9 and you don't have an 11, then that's about the best you can do, over.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a couple other solutions. I'm thinking about actually ordering the handheld mic to put on it. So maybe that'll make a difference. I'll get that ordered here soon and see what kind of difference that makes. But yeah, I appreciate you coming back to me, and definitely appreciate the signal report.
You were a little hard to copy the first time when you was carrying on with Chad and all, but you are definitely much better now. So it's definitely usable. You still got the little white noise behind you with the just on the HT, but perfectly copyable. Anyway, y'all have a good night up there, and talk to y'all later. KI4MRA, KN4CHY. Keith, I'm down in Seneca.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't quite catch the call, but this is KI4MRA. We'll be clear.
KN4CHY, also clear.